Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Steve Robles with Kaiser Carpet here today. We're going to talk about how important it is to get that house looking right, and flooring is probably one of the most important things. Of course, we're going to talk about some open houses and some new listings. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. I appreciate you being here, man.
I'm glad to be here. Let's talk about floor.
We can do that. One thing I want to get this out of the way right off the bat, help you. I hear all the time people say, Scott, you know, why don't we just give a carpet allowance? You know, that way they can pick out their carpet. And here's my response is, you know what? Do you really care what carpet they want, or do you want them to buy your house?
You want to sell a house.
Yes.
You want the carpet to smell new.
Yes.
And you want people to walk in and know that it has a new carpet.
Yes.
It will sell your house fast.
That's my 100% belief, because they're going to discount your house because they don't see the new carpet, and then you're going to put a carpet allowance. But let's just say we're on carpet. Let's talk about carpet.
Okay.
What are your recommendations?
I would always recommend a high-quality nylon carpet with a good half-inch, six-pound pad. You can go a little heavier pad if that's what you want to do. Carpet's going to be cheap. I mean, it's $3 to $5 a square foot. And as opposed to other floors, it's the best way to go if you just want to flip a house or sell it.
So. And get it up there. One question, and I know that you can pay just because of the price, because people want cheaper carpet or more expensive. They said, Scott, you know, we go in these old centering houses, and their carpet's probably been in there 30 years, and it's really not that wore out. We get in a brand new construction house, and it's 2 years old, and the carpet's wore out. Why?
It's mainly because the yards are not made yet. You're tracking in mud, grease, dirt, whatever the case is, and carpet does wear down if you don't clean it regularly. So.
And let's talk a little bit about that. When you say clean it, do you think get a professional to come clean your carpets?
Professional once every 2 years. It's part of the warranties on the carpet, so that's the best way to go.
Now, see, I didn't know that. So actually, let's say what you have to do to warrant the carpet.
Most definitely, yes. You need to keep a piece of the original carpet, a copy of the warranty, copy of the invoice, show your receipts for every 2 years, and that will make your warranty valid for the life of the carpet. So.
And I'm learning something here, folks. Warranties, like, how does that work? What's a typical warranty on a good piece of carpet?
Warranties usually anywhere from 20 years to lifetime of the carpet on stain resistance, urine included. But you have to have it cleaned to be valid.
See, folks, I guarantee you not everybody knew that. Right there, good information, Steve. So get you a lifetime warranty carpet. Keep a little piece. Didn't know that either. And keep your receipts from where you've actually had it cleaned.
Most definitely. Yeah, carpet will last forever, and we do see old carpet from the 70s with literally pad from Sears Roebuck that people had installed back in the early 70s, and a lot of people don't know Sears sold carpet, so yeah.
So it still holds up. We were talking earlier about pads, and you're right, I'm a fan of the thick pad. You're saying just get a good carpet and a good pad.
Most definitely. 8-pound if you're just wanting a really luxurious feel, but 6-pound is fine. That's what we use in about 90% of our jobs.
And when you say 6-pound, is that the thickness and the?
It's a half inch, and it's 6-pound on the face weight. So
the
8-pound's a little bit thicker.
The bigger the number, the thicker the pad.
Most definitely.
Got it. Okay, so carpet is our most economic way to update our house.
Correct.
And I'm going to say carpet number one and paint number two are the two most important things, and the cheapest things you can really do to get the most back for your money.
That's right. If you want to go something besides carpet, which is carpet's the cheapest. You can do some wood laminate floors. Those will run you anywhere from $5 to $7 a square foot installed. It gives you the appearance of wood, but it's the clicky type wood that you just float across the floor. Or you can do engineered hardwood, which is a step up. That's the best flooring you can really do as far as wood laminate or carpet.
What did you put in Champions?
We put some glue down engineered wood, and
because I mean it's that's a real wood floor.
Yes.
But I mean, I'm going to brag on you on this. The installers, the two guys,
yeah,
freaking awesome. They took the baseboards off, did it. I mean, it's
clean.
Was flawless.
Yes.
Cleaned everything, flawless. Put it back, touched up the paint.
Thank you.
I mean, it was one of the best jobs I've ever seen.
Well, that's Brian and Jerry, and thank you, Brian and Jerry.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they do you a good job, and it, because I think those floors turned out beautiful.
Good.
And you're talking about the wood floors. Folks, I want to tell you, I think wood floors sell houses too.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk in, I mean, it's an elegant look. It's a classy look. Of course, it should be. It's quite a bit more money too.
Most definitely. Wood is my favorite floor to sell. I've heard, and I've never sold my house, wood floors are supposed to add to the value as to what you put into the wood. I don't know. You just sold your house on Champion. Did it increase your value?
I don't know if it did, but it increased the sellability of it.
There you go.
And I tell people that. They say, well, if I add flooring, will it clear something? I said, it may not. You may get your money just back and nothing else, but it may be the reason your house sells.
Yeah.
So don't let your house sit there for 4 or 5 months. And so, yeah, it increased the value quite a bit.
Most definitely. New flooring adds all kinds of value to the houses, makes them more sellable. I had a friend in Oklahoma had a house listed at Butler Farm for a year and a half. He came and asked me, what's going on? I can't sell it. I put new carpet in. He sold his house in 2 weeks right after that. It was $400,000 or $500,000 house. So.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
So we've got carpet. We've got the wood laminate. Is that this right?
Wood laminate, yes.
Okay, and that's the cheaper version, right?
And then
right?
You've got your engineered hardwood.
Okay, the wood laminate, is that the one that kind of has the noise when you walk?
That's the noise one.
Personally, yes. I mean, I'm not saying anything about it. Personally, I prefer the other.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're on a budget or it's a house that you're going to flip, you may not want to spend the extra.
Correct.
Then you got the wood engineered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next phase, which I almost did, and you talked me out of it. I appreciate you for that, was tile, because when you have existing tile and try to add tile, it's not going to match. But tile's a big important thing.
Tile's a great thing. They actually now have a wood-looking tile. I mean, they're all over the place. They're different sizes, shapes, anywhere from $8 to $12 a square foot. But it's waterproof. That's the only big difference between it and carpet and laminate and hardwood is tile is waterproof. So.
And for your kitchens and your bathrooms.
It's a great investment.
See, I think it should be against the law to put carpet in a bathroom.
Oh, we see it all over the place still.
I think it should be against the law. Bad deal.
It's nasty.
Okay, but now that, and you don't see much of the vinyl flooring anymore.
Well, actually, vinyl's made a comeback too.
Has it?
Wood look vinyl is a big thing. It's waterproof as well, and it's getting to be...
How much cheaper is it than tile?
It's about $2 a square foot cheaper.
See, I'm this is throwing my personal feelings in. When they move the refrigerator out, they rip the vinyl. They're not going to rip the tile.
Most definitely.
So I'm still thinking I'd spend a little bit more money and go with the tile.
Exactly.
But you know, again, it's all what project you're working on, what budget you have.
Yeah.
You know, and of course I'm a master, as you know, of over budget.
That's true.
And I mean, and you go, what happened? You go, you wanted the best, and this is what it cost.
That's right.
So what else? What other products do we have out there?
Let's see. We could do the vinyl plank is really the newest product out, which is a wood look or a tile look in vinyl. It's really easy to put down yourself.
You said plank. Is that like the squares?
It comes in the wood plank, the long plank, or the squares. We do that a lot in ASU. We do a lot at Shannon. We do a lot at Baptist Memorials. We have it all over the place. It's resilient. It's meant for commercial, but looks good enough to put in your house. So
is it kind of like the old VA tile that we used to use?
Along that same material, but it's good-looking stuff. It looks like real wood.
Because
real
that tile. VA tile, I mean, you couldn't hardly beat it up.
Yeah. Well, this is very durable. It's waterproof. Great for wheelchairs. Great for scooters.
So that maybe changed my mind on the tile vinyl, because the old stuff that we used to use, you remember?
Yeah.
I mean, if you barely scratched it, you'd put a big gash in it.
Most definitely. It's all changed. Yeah. The linoleum is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, the sheet goods. And yes, it does scratch when people move their refrigerators, stoves, whatever the case is.
And I thought every time we'd go in a house, because they'd move the washer and dryer, and they ended up scratching it. The new buyer would say, hey, we want this done. Well, you don't just patch it. You have to redo the whole floor.
Right, right.
So I was like, oh, no. But you're telling me the new product doesn't do that.
It's come a long way. So, yeah. Okay.
How do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at Kaiser Carpet. It's 942-7069. And we're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 9 to 1.
Perfect. Hey, Steve, I really, really appreciate you coming in. You got anything else? Any other? We know to clean the carpets. We know to keep a receipt.
Is easy. I mean, it's the main thing. Let me tell you one thing about the laminate and the hardwood nowadays. It's not like grandma's old 2-inch wide hardwood. You can literally just use a Swiffer. You don't have to mop it. They recommend not mopping it. And I will tell you one thing. Those Shark cleaners that everybody's wanting to use their hardwood floors to be clean with, don't use them. They void your warranties. It's bad news. So it's just flooding your floor.
Good. Hey, more good news.
All right.
Steve, I'll let you get back to work. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk about some open houses and houses here just shortly.
Right. Thank you very much, Scott.